G'day, Kevy. How are you, mate?
Oh, excellent this morning. Thanks, boys. Just got back from Sydney for a bit of work over the weekend on all the Fox footy stuff, which was a good weekend of footy, wasn't it?
Geez, that was quick, Kevy. What time did you leave?
Oh, I got the flight, mate.
Yeah. Oh, the flights are back open. Yeah.
Private jet, mate. No.
Oh, that new deal you signed with Queensland, too.
Yeah, it's all part of it, mate. You had that in your contract.
No, I got brush, mate. I was a scooter.
You on the bus?
Yeah, no, I didn't get a bus. They wanted to hit me with one. They drove over me in the end.
Congratulations, though, Kevy, on signing the deal to take you through to the end of the 2021 series. No-brainer, I'm sure, from your perspective.
Oh, look, I'm obviously very grateful for the opportunity to coach Queensland again in 2021. This year's series is a little bit different, being in November, but still just exciting for me. And, just watching the football over the weekend again, it's just great to have our footy back. And then with Origin on in November, it's going to be an awesome series from a Queensland point of view.
And what about with the Broncos, mate? So you've indicated that, well, if Anthony Seibold requested some help, you're more than happy to go back and help. Is that the case?
Well, all I said was, yeah, if they want to reach out and if they need some help, I'd be happy to help. But, you know, I am with my roles, you know, with Queensland and with Fox, obviously, very committed to those roles as well, and with, you know, with the Queensland stuff coming up. So, but again, if they reached out, well, you know, I'd be happy to help them.
Kevy, I'm just trying to think, did you help them out before for a little
period? I went
back
there in 2018 for about four months or so, yeah.
Yep.
And it just got too much with Origin and my work at Fox. So, so I wasn't there in Wayne's last year. I think Wayne's last year, well, it was 2018 in the end, No, 2019 was his. I get lost in all the years. No, 2018 was the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Then he went to South last year, and this is his second year at South. Yeah, so I was there. But through that period, yeah. But they're a great group of young fellas. I feel for the players more than anyone, because you can see the frustration in their face. They're trying as individuals. There's a lot of effort going in, but they're just sort of not getting it together as a team. I'm sure everyone is seeing that as well.
Kevy, can I ask, what do you see from afar? And I would imagine, like all sporting teams, there's a lot more that happens in-house. But from the distance you sit now, what are some of the concerns for you at the Broncos?
Well, I see frustration, amongst the playing group. I see them playing, you know, as individuals, not really as a team. And we all know, you know, in rugby league, you've got to have all hands pulling in, all feet, everything working in the right direction together. And that's what I've seen. I just see some frustration as well from a few of their players. And, yeah, as a former player, you know, of the club, you know, no one likes to see this happening to any club, particularly one that you've been associated with for a long time. So that was the reason, yeah.
Obviously, there's a disconnection there somewhere at that club with coaching, players, administration, supporters. Because the observation from a lot of the supporters at the end of the game was the players don't care enough, because they saw some of the Broncos players react in a way that they didn't like. And some of those players were high-fiving, laughing with the opposition. What was your take on that?
Yeah, well, again, I agree with the people there. I mean, but that's a trend that's more common now in our games. I remember losing to the Raiders, Laurie, against you. And I'd shake your hand, but I'd want to squeeze the living daylights out of your hand in the meantime. And just you've got to be a sportsman and shake the opposition's hand, win or lose. But then, you know, get off the field and sort your mess out. If you're losing, if you're winning, get off the field as well and be very humble, you know, in when you are winning as well. So that's how I see it. But it's not just the Broncos players. I see a lot of players at all different clubs doing that now. It seems to be a common theme, you know, amongst them. And that's just probably the next generation of players coming through and how they, react after a win or after a loss after a game.
Yeah, speaking of players and teams doing things after a win, what was your take, Kevy, on the criticism that Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith have copped on social media?
Well, I haven't seen... have they been criticised for talking to the Warriors?
Yeah, from going into the Warriors' change room and I'm assuming just thanking them for everything they've done to keep the NRL on track, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was a very kind gesture, you know, from the Storm. And let's not forget, the Storm have some players that, you know, that were in their organisation that are now in the Warriors, also some staff as well. So, you know, I thought it was a very humbling gesture from the Melbourne Storm to go in and reach out to the Warriors players and all of their staff, you know, to give them a little bit of a kick along. It's very tough for the Warriors player, well, I would imagine at the moment, you know, being away from home and not having so much success, you know, on the field. So I thought it was very humbling from the Storm to actually go in and reach out and try and lift their spirits a bit. That's just my opinion.
We're speaking to Queensland Origin coach Kevin Walters. Just, Kevy, just lastly, say Anthony Seibold called you today and said, you know, we want you to come in. What would you do with that team? Is there a play you'd like to put your arm around and just give a handout, or is there something specifically you would love to do to that team to help them out?
Well, basically, just lift the spirits of the group somehow. I mean, they've lost, what are they, lost five games in a row now. So, you know, that's not a nice place to be in. So you would imagine that their spirits would be down, certainly. So that would be the first. And I'm sure that Anthony and all the staff in there, you know, are trying to lift the spirits as best they can. They're aware of the situation they're in. But, you know, bit of unity, bit of group therapy as such around the whole group. That's the way, what I would see.
Kevy, what about someone like a Benji Marshall who's not getting a chance for the Tigers at the moment? Do you see any reason for the Broncos to reach out to the Tigers and try and get him?
No. What I see, you know, is the Broncos group that have got a lot of talent. Yeah. That's what I see, looking from the outside, and everyone has been saying that, but I see it as well. So they don't need any influences from outside players. They've got enough talent in that group to be sitting much higher on the table than where they are at the moment. So that's what they've got to sort out. And we had Darius Boyd yesterday, you know, on Fox League talking about that, and they've got to sort it out themselves, the playing group and all the coaching staff, which, you know, they believe in themselves, so they've got to just go back to work hard, and get it rolling in the right direction.
What about Parramatta on the weekend, Kevy? Had the excuse there, if they needed it, they lost Mitchell Moses 10 minutes before half-time. They were behind, but they weren't going to accept that. It just shows you how far Parramatta have come, I believe.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't agree more with you, Laurie. They've been very impressive. The last month, actually, they've had some really tough games. You know, again, I know they were beaten by the Roosters last week, but a very impressive performance. And again, under some duress over the weekend, they performed, you know, really well against a, you know, pretty good side in the Raiders. So they are firming, aren't they? They themselves, you know, and the Roosters as the two teams that are setting the pace at the moment. Keeping in mind we're only 6 weeks into our competition, so there's a lot of water to run under the bridge just yet. But right now, those two, you know, would be the standout teams for mine.
We saw on the weekend Cameron Munster go down with a knee injury, and Cam Smith shuffled out to the halves position. Do you think that's where he'll stay with Munster being out of this team?
Well, he's more than welcome to come into the Queensland team in any of those positions. That's not going to be a problem for me. It just shows the masterclass and the master player that he is. I mean, and it's really refreshing as well to see, you know, a player like Cameron's not overly quick, but he's very deceptive with ball in hand, and that's a great trait for any player to have. So it's any of those young people out there watching the game and watching Cameron Smith. I mean, you don't have to have every asset, you know, in it to play our great game of rugby league, and Cameron Smith is a great example of that. Like, he's not overly big, he's not overly quick, but he's very deceptive with his mind and with his hands, and that's a great skill to have.
Right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kevy. Harry Grant, all right, he's at the Tigers playing first grade. If he goes back to Melbourne next year and Cameron Smith's still there, what do you do with him?
Well, you put him at nine and shuffle Cameron around, don't you? I mean, is Cameron Smith going to play next year? Well, nobody knows. And he will make that decision late in the season, I would imagine. He's earned the right to do that. So if I'm Harry Grant, I'm purely a nine. I want to be playing first grade. So, you know, I'm sure that the Storm will be looking at all their options around, because they've seen the form of Harry Grant, haven't they, in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And it's a, you know, I said it yesterday on Fox, Harry Grant is a terrific example of how to bring a player through into the NRL. So Harry's 22 years of age. He's had 2 or 3 years of intra Super Cup, so the level down. Made some mistakes, honed his game, worked out what he's very good at, you know, and produced that on a weekly basis in the NRL. He hasn't, not one of these players that's been rushed into the scene at 20 years of age and, here you go, mate, go and have a game of NRL. Because as we all know, sport is very hard at the highest level, and Harry's been groomed all the way through. And now we're seeing the great results of all that grooming over the last 2 or 3 years.
Kevy, great to talk to you as always, mate.
Good on you, gents. Thank you.